And well, thank you all so much for taking time out of your Christmas Eve celebration, all your festivities, to be able to come out and worship with us tonight. This is one of my favorite services of the year for a lot of reasons, and the most important reason is because I get to be with my church family and celebrate the most important event that happened in the history of the world, and that was the birth of our Savior. And it's His words that I want to start off with tonight from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12. Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12. Jesus said this, really fitting text for a candlelight service. He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of light." This is God's word. Amen? Amen. Well, I don't know about you, but there seems to be a lot of darkness in the world right now. Am I wrong about that? I don't think I am. Everywhere we look, from the state of our world, to our country, I would say, if I asked each and every one of us individually, our personal lives, our families, our individual lives, everyone seems to be groping in the darkness, okay? At least to some extent. Seeking all the things, really, that the Advent represents, okay? I mean, over the last month, actually, behind me, we have our Advent wreath back here, and every one of those candles on that Advent wreath represents a particular topic, something that the Lord Jesus Christ, during His first Advent, came to bring. And each one of those candles represents something different, like peace and love and hope and joy. These are all things that the world around us, every one of us, wants. I mean, we all want peace, right? We all want joy. We all want hope and all of these things. We all do. And so we're groping for it. It's like we're groping in the dark. And it's so true as you look at the world around us. For instance, we see people trying to seek true peace by looking to their inner self. We looked at that this morning in the text of Scripture. But looking to yourself on the inside, you're not going to find that peace. And that's because each of us, if we are honest with ourselves tonight, each one of us, we're beset with our own frailties. We're beset with our own problems that we just cannot overcome despite our very best efforts, no matter what. And we have people looking, one of the candles is love. We have people looking for love in all the wrong places, right? That seems to be a signature of our culture today, all right? And yet all of these things seem to happen as the world looks more and more for love in all of these different places, as we see in the revolution happening and all these other things. It seems to lead actually to the exact opposite of love. We don't live in a really loving world. We live in a world really filled with animosity and much hatred and heartache. Another one of the candles is hope. Represents hope. And we see people looking all around for hope in everything that you can imagine. Everything but God, that is. They look to government. They look to others. They look to themselves. They look for that in all the wrong places. We see people, another one of the candles is joy. We see people looking for joy in everything. Everything but God. They look for joy in a bottle. They look for joy in a pill. Maybe seeking joy in other venues of entertainment, filling our minds with all of this stuff of the world. And yet when the buzz wears off, what happens? When the thrill wears off, the joy fades, doesn't it? Fades real quick. And so the world that we live in is indeed a dark place. It is. And each of us here today as human beings, we have no choice but to walk in that darkness. We have no choice but to do it. And yet, as this service tonight, as this candlelight service represents, and as Jesus said so long ago, He indeed is the light of the world. Amen? He is the light of the world. Jesus is the light that shines out brightly. He reveals that the hopelessness and the lovelessness and the joylessness and the peacelessness of this life apart from Him. That's what that light reveals. He goes on to say this in the same verse. He says, "Whoever follows me will not walk in this darkness, but will indeed have the light of life." And so Jesus is saying that because He is that light, that eternal light, that you do not have to walk in the darkness of this world. You don't have to. But rather, you can be given the light of life, or true life, eternal life, that stems only from Jesus Christ and Him alone. Jesus is saying this, is that if you follow him, you can have true hope, as the wreath represents. True love, true joy, true peace, because he indeed, as the light, will show you through the darkness as only he can. He'll show you all of those things despite how dark the world is. But here's the problem, is that practically speaking, in order to get out of that darkness, you need to be willing to be able to follow that light when it is shined in your direction. You need to be. You need to be willing to be able to follow that light. And that light, I'm going to tell you, is shining brightly tonight. Shining brightly tonight. This light, the true light, he is calling to you to follow him. To stop walking in darkness of this world, which is only going to lead to heartache, only going to lead to death. And instead follow the light that leads to true life. That's what Jesus is calling to you. In other words, the true light, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's calling to you tonight. He's casting a light in that darkness for you to follow. And the only way, according to the scripture, to be able to follow that light is by faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. It's the only way. That's what the scripture talks about. The only way to have true life, the light of life, eternal life, as Jesus will call it, is to put your faith in him tonight. And what does that mean? What does it look like to put your faith in Jesus Christ? Well, it means you first need to admit that you're broken, that you're a sinner, that you're walking in darkness. We have to admit it. You got to admit that I'm in the dark and that I'm going to perish unless that light is shined in my direction, unless that light of salvation is shown on my path. I have no hope for the future. And therefore, as you see that light shined at you, if you see Jesus, you must therefore believe in Jesus. Believe that Jesus, first and foremost, as the scripture talks about, was who? He was the Son of God. He's the Son of God. That's what that little baby in the manger, that's who he was. I know we think about the manger, we think about the cute little scene, but that little baby grew up and he proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that he was the God-man, that he lived a perfect sinless life, that the reason behind why he came was to live that pure sinless, that perfect life on your behalf. And then you need to believe in the purpose of the Advent, the true purpose, not the manger, but the cross. That's why Jesus came, that Jesus came to die on the cross in order to be that payment, the propitiation, as the text states, for your sins. And he was the only one that can make that payment because he is God. He's God in flesh. Only the God-man could make such a sacrifice in order to be able to appease the wrath of God on our behalf, in order to make salvation possible. And then you need to believe not just that he died on the cross, but that 3 days later, what did he do? You know the story. What did he do 3 days later? He rose from the grave. He rose from the dead in order to show all, everyone who would believe, that he has the power to save us, to save our souls, save us from the darkness of death and hell, which indeed is that darkness that we all dread, and instead cast a light, show us the salvation that he promises to every single person who believes. And Jesus, he reiterates this same message, gospel of salvation, in that same book, the Gospel of John. And I encourage you, if you're not really a Bible reader, first and foremost, if you need a Bible, you need to come and talk to me. I will get you one tonight before you leave, all right? But if you were going to pick up the Bible and you were going to start reading somewhere, if one book of the Bible, where do I pick up the Bible and read? Pick up in the Gospel of John. Gospel of John, because again, it just outlines the life of Jesus. It outlines his message. It outlines why he is the light of the world. And later on in that same book, in John chapter 11, Jesus said this. Really, really important thing that Jesus said. John 11, 25 and 26. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. He's talking about that light of life. He's talking about eternal life. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Again, eternal life. But that's not the end of Jesus' statement. He concludes that statement by asking a very, very pointed question. Very pointed question to his original, in the original context, to those listening to him then and there, but also to us, because we read these words today. He asks this. He says, do you believe this? Do you believe this? That question wasn't just for them back then. It's for us today. It's for you. Do you believe this? Do you believe this good news? Do you believe in Jesus? Folks, that is the greatest, the biggest question that you will ever have to answer in your entire life. Do I believe in Jesus Christ? Do I believe this? Am I going to follow the light tonight? this light that's shining in the darkness? Am I going to follow Jesus Christ to the eternal life that he offers? Or am I just going to continue walking in darkness? Am I going to continue to walk in peacelessness? Am I going to continue to walk in joylessness and hopelessness? Or am I going to turn to the true source of all of those things, the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ? My hope and prayer is that you turn to him tonight. The Bible says that today, not tomorrow, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. And you can be saved tonight if you would cry out to Christ and put your faith in him and in him alone this evening. And I'm going to tell you this, is that if you do that, or perhaps you have questions, maybe you're more of a skeptic type. Maybe you're here tonight and you're saying, well, I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't know how all that works. I don't know if all of what he's saying is true. Folks, I'm going to tell you, if you're in that boat tonight, come and talk to me. I love to talk about the Bible. I love to talk theology. I love to get into the deep, deep waters of God's Word. Those of you who come to church here, you know that. There is nothing that would thrill my heart more than to sit down and talk with you more about the Bible, more about Jesus Christ, to answer your questions perhaps, and to be able to share with you more about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so that's my prayer tonight. And I pray that as in just a few moments we're going to, I trust that you got a candle as you were walking in through the back there, as you light each one of those individual candles, as you watch it going around the room tonight, that again, that not just that candle would be lit, but that your heart would be lit tonight, that it would overflow with all the things that these candles represent, all the things that I talked about tonight, the hope of Christ, the love of Christ, the joy of Christ, the peace of Christ that is promised in no other place but in his glorious gospel. Amen? Amen. And so I'm going to pray. And then when I'm done, what I'm going to ask is I'm going to ask all of us to make our way to the outer edges around the pews. We're going to kind of encircle, make a big giant circle in the room here as best we can, squeeze in. Okay. You know, we're all family here, like I said at the beginning. And then once all the candles are lit, I'm going to ask Brother Steve to come and lead us in singing Silent Night. Sound like a game plan? Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I do thank you so much that you are indeed the light of the world. Lord, that you are the light of life. God, that all who come to you in saving faith, God, that if they follow that light, Lord, that they will be granted eternal life. Lord, I pray for those here tonight who might not know you as their personal Savior. Lord, I pray, God, that they would come to that saving knowledge tonight, that they would follow the light in the darkness of this world, that they would find their salvation in him, that they would find their hope and their peace and their joy in him and in him alone. Lord, I pray for the one here tonight who might be skeptical. I pray for the one tonight who may have even heard this message many of times and maybe has questions on their heart. And maybe, Lord, tonight they just need a question answered. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd just cause them to come and talk to me. Lord, you know that nothing would thrill my heart more than to talk more about this message. Talk more about your Bible. Talk more about you as the great God of the universe. Lord, I pray that you'd work on hearts tonight. But Lord, I pray all of us would indeed have that light shining in our hearts tonight, that we go tonight, Lord, being warmed by the light of the world, the true meaning of Christmas, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.